إن المنافقين يخادعون الله وهو خادعهم وإذا قاموا إلى الصلاة قاموا كسالى يراءون الناس ولا يذكرون الله إلا قليلا.
Behold, the hypocrites seek to delude Allah, but it is He who has subjected them to delusion. When they rise to prayer, they rise reluctantly and only to be seen by people. They remember Allah but little.
مُذَبذَبِينَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ لَا إِلَهَ أُولَاءِ وَلَا
They dangle between the one and the other, that is, faith and unbelief, and belong fully neither to these nor to those. And he whom Allah lets go astray, for him you can find no way. And he whom Allah lets go astray, for him you can find no way. Here an important fact has been stated about the person who has remained undirected to the truth, despite his acquaintance with the Book of God and the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him. His case is of a person who was so averse to the truth and so infatuated with error that even God let him go forth along the same erroneous direction that he had chosen for himself. A person on whom the door of true guidance was shut and the way towards error was made smooth and easy by God. It is virtually beyond the power of human beings to direct such a person to the truth.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين أتريدون أن تجعلوا لله عليكم سلطانا مبينا.
Believers, do not take the unbelievers as your allies, in preference to the believers. Do you wish to offer Allah a clear proof of guilt against yourselves?
Innal munafiqina fi ddarki al-asfali minan nari wa lan tajid lahum naseera.
Surely, the hypocrites shall be in the lowest depth of the fire, and you shall find none to come to their help.
إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَأَصْلَحُوا وَاعْتَصَمُوا بِاللَّهِ وَأَخْلَصُوا دِينَهُمْ لِلَّهِ فَأُولَئِكَ مَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَسَوْفَ يُؤْتِ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا.
Except those who repent and bend their ways and hold fast to Allah and devote their faith exclusively to Allah. Such shall be numbered with the believers, and Allah will certainly bestow on the believers a great reward.
ما يفعل الله بعذابكم إن شكرتم وآمنتم وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا.
Why should Allah deal chastisement to you if you are grateful to Him and believe? Allah is all appreciative, all knowing. Allah is all appreciative.
In the context of the God-man relationship, when the word shukr is used in respect of God, it denotes God's appreciation of man's service and obedience. When it is used in respect of man, it denotes his acknowledgement of God's benefaction and his feeling of gratitude to him.
لا يحب الله الجهر بالسوء من القول إلا من ظلم وكان الله سميعا عليما.
Allah does not like speaking evil publicly unless one has been wronged. Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. Allah does not like speaking evil publicly unless one has been wronged.
The one who has been wronged is justified in speaking out against the person who has done wrong to one.
إِن تُبْدُوا خَيْرًا أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ أَوْ تَعْفُوا عَنْ سُوءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَفُوًّا قَدِيرًا.
Even though you have the right to speak evil if you are wronged, if you keep doing good, whether openly or secretly, or at least pardon the evil, then that is the attribute of Allah. Allah is all pardoning, and He has all the power to chastise.
إن الذين يكفرون بالله ورسله ويريدون أن يفرقوا بين الله ورسله ويقولون نؤمن ببعض ونكفر ببعض ويريدون أن يتخذوا بين ذلك سبيلا.
There are those who disbelieve in Allah and His messengers and seek to differentiate between Allah and His messengers and say, "We believe in some and deny others," and they seek to strike a way between the two.
أولئك هم الكافرون حقا وأعتدنا للكافرين عذابا مهينا.
It is they, indeed they, who are beyond all doubt, unbelievers. And for the unbelievers, we have prepared a humiliating chastisement.
وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَلَمْ يُفَرِّقُوا بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ أُولَئِكَ سَوْفَ يُؤْتِيهِمْ أُجُورَهُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا.
For those who believe in Allah and His messengers and do not differentiate between them, we shall certainly give them their reward. Allah is all forgiving, all compassionate.